Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome back in. Thanks for sticking around. This is Coffee Break and our grand finale of the day. Chris Holmes from the Myrna Loy in today. And we've got a party to talk about.
We do.
Yeah.
Myrna is having a party.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first, how are you?
I'm good.
We should get to that first.
Yeah. Thank you for having me in today on this beautiful spring.
Yeah. I mean, it's winter's over.
Day. Yeah.
There's going to be like one weekend
winter
where it gets cold,
like,
I think.
At 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. It's just not going to happen. things keep on clicking over there at the Myrna. We were just chatting during the break about the new brew in view with the Shining. Sounds like that went fabulously.
That was really fun. Those are so popular and they're so much fun, and each one a little bit different. So, yeah, it's fun to see how they're developing.
Yeah, and keep an eye on those because those things sell out quick. The Shining brand new and it's still sold out. I think the Christmas Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is just about sold out for next year probably at this point. That thing sells out sooner and sooner
sold out
every
by
year.
August.
As we mentioned, a party's coming up. Myrna's night out. We're going back to I guess the '20s, right?
Well, we're in the '20s, so
well, that's true.
We get to define the '20s however we want to, as Montanans like to do, and as Montanans did in the 1920s. So we're having Myrna's night out at the Civic Center Ballroom. We have an electro swing band called Good Co. coming over from Seattle. They performed a couple years ago at the Myrna Loy and just launched the most fun dance party. Everybody loved it. They were so great and really fun to work with. So we invited them back to be our band at Myrna's Night Out. So electro swing is like you take 20s and 30s swing music and you add some electro backbeats and some funk to it and bring it up to date. So they're the perfect band for this party.
Yeah, that fits really, really well.
Yeah, a little bit 1920s, a little bit 2020s.
Yeah.
And that means whatever you want to wear, however you want to come, you know, you can doll it all up or you can just throw on some blue jeans and, as people did in the 1920s, wear what you got and come with confidence. It's going to be really fun. It's the biggest party of the year to raise money for the Myrna Loy to do all the things that the Myrna does that don't raise revenue, like our arts education program or our little projects that we do around the edges, teaching our local teaching artists who we send into the schools to teach, and all different kinds of things behind the scenes that you never know about.
Yeah. Chris Holmes from the Myrna Loy is our guest this morning. We're talking Myrna's Night Out, and this is like revamped Uncorked, right?
Yes, right.
For people that are going, well, I haven't heard of this. Is this a second? No, this is just, I mean, it's rebranded, it's renamed. It's the same idea, though, right?
It is. Well, Uncorked started because it was a wine tasting, and we would introduce wines into the community that weren't being sold locally, and it would be more of a wine tasting and fundraiser. Well, now you can get just about any wine in the world through the wine distributors and outlets that are here. So not wanting to compete with that and realizing that's not really the business that we're in. And there are others who have other businesses that have grown up in recent years. So it's not really a wine tasting anymore. We just want to get uncorked with excitement about.
Yeah, now you're focusing on the fun.
The stuff that the Myrna Loy does. And so it's less of a wine tasting, although there will be wine and beer and kombucha there.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole, I mean, there's dinner. Right,
and it's our first time doing a sit-down dinner. So we, at our planning committee, had a little tasting a couple of weeks ago. Wolf Creek Catering, Dan Bay, fed us for our committee.
That must have been a rough meeting.
Select. Oh my gosh, it was so delicious. And we are not talking the rubber chicken routine here. We are going to have some delicious food at this event that will just knock your socks off. So it'll be a sit-down dinner, and there will be wine and beer, as of course happened during the speakeasy days of the 20s.
Yeah, you've got to have
a dance
that, right?
Party and a live auction.
Yeah, live and silent auction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, focused on primarily on arts and experiences, of course, because that's what you're going to get at the Myrna Loy.
So I'm assuming some pretty neat stuff to bid on there then.
Yeah, pretty exciting things. We're putting the packages together now and getting promises from people and donations from amazing, generous people in the community. And that's always, you know, it's sort of gala benefit fundraising season right now.
Right.
Every Saturday, somebody's putting together an auction and doing their asks. And that's just the community that we have, because we have so many amazing dynamic nonprofits in this community, and we're in line to do that ourselves. And this is our party and our time to celebrate and our time to really sort of gear up for what we can do in the next year.
Yeah, we're talking Myrna's Night Out. I guess we should tell you when that's going to be. It's in just a handful of weeks here, March 14th, right?
Saturday, March 14th, starts at 5 o'clock in the Civic Center Ballroom.
Okay. And tickets, they're available both individually and for a table, is that correct?
You can buy a table. Because there's a sit-down dinner now, seats are assigned. So if you want to sit with your friends, you should really put a table package together. And if you can buy a table and sell the rest of the tickets to your friends. All the tickets are going online so that we can organize everybody's food preferences, because we have a vegetarian option and a meat option. So you want to go on to themyrnaloy.com and buy your tickets to Myrna's Night Out. You can do them individually, in pairs, or by the table.
Okay, very cool. And as we said, it's coming up on March 14th at the Civic Center. There's going to be dinner, live, and silent auction. And then that's when the music starts
and
after that, right?
And this great band to dance to. Yeah, just a dance party that will be really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. A great group coming in from Seattle. And it sounds like you're probably giving folks a little bit of a sneak peek into what you have planned for the next year too, right?
Well, yeah. We're going to tell people a little bit about some of the exciting things that we ordinarily wouldn't announce until August or September. So if you come to that party, you get to see a little bit of a sneak peek.
Yeah. Absolutely. You just gotta have to sign that non-disclosure contract before you leave, right?
Oh, we'll talk about it.
So we're going to come back. We'll circle back to that and remind people about dates and that sort of thing. But I don't want to run out of time to mention something that's really cool you were telling me about. We've talked on the show before about really how East Helena is getting involved in the Myrna through various different projects.
We have a creative placemaking project out there that has a bunch of different parts to it. Some culinary programs, some film and storytelling programs, and then we're looking also at helping the city rehab the volunteer firemen's hall as a community center in East Helena. But what I'm really excited to talk about today is a year ago we did this teen filmmaking project where we hired MAPS Media Institute to come in and do create a film with this teen filmmaking group of six or seven kids. And they created this short film called East that we premiered at the Myrna last May. And that film has won a film award at the Portland International Film Festival. So in March, actually the same day, March 14th, their film will be screened at the Portland International Film Festival. And these kids are raising money so that they can go out there and go to their very first film festival and meet other young filmmakers and have that experience for the first time. So I'm so excited about these kids and so proud of them. We had a great time working with them, and some of them we still work with. So we want to just highlight their fundraising activity. They have a...
Right, because that's not going to be an inexpensive trip for them.
No, even though they're renting vans and driving out there with their family, they're staying in a hotel downtown so they can walk right to the film festival. And, you know, there's gas money and there's renting the vans and there's the road food on the way. And just making sure that these kids who are also saving for college can have their expenses and their gas money covered. They're raising about $2,500, and they are doing a great job. They're going door to door to businesses. They're writing fundraising letters. They've set up a GoFundMe page. They have started an account at Valley Bank. So at any Valley Bank, anyone can go and donate to the East Crew. So you just go into Valley Bank and say, I want to give money to the East Crew. And that money will go in there. The Myrna Loy is helping. If you want to just go onto our website, themyrnaloy.com, up in the upper right-hand corner is a button that says Give. You can go in there, do an annual one-time donation, and you can, there's a little place where you can say what kind of donation you want.
So it's earmarked for a specific.
Right, yeah. And if you click in honor of, then there's a space where instead of being in honor of a person, you can say the East filmmakers or the teen filmmakers or whatever you say, because we'll just go in and we get that information, we'll see it, and we'll make sure those kids get that money, and the tax letter will come for the Myrna Loy and acknowledge that you gave that gift. Right. So
yeah, it's such a neat thing that not only did they work so hard to put this together, and they got to premiere it at the Myrna, mm-hmm. you know, friends and family got to see it. Now, I mean, for it to be getting an award like that, I mean, that's not just a gold star good job. I mean, they earned this, and
they did.
That's really neat.
Then they wrote the film, directed it, acted in it, produced it, did the sound, and the local band Blinded, this high school band, did the music for it. And so this is completely their initiative and their hard work. And we're so proud of these kids.
Yeah, they're going to help put East Helena on the map over there in Portland.
And it's a great story. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so neat. So lots of ways that you can help them out. If you missed any of those, just shoot me an email, troy@montanaradio.com, and I'll connect you with Chris or with the crew over in East Helena, whatever we need to do. So
thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very cool thing, and we don't want to run out of time before we mention that you have a memorial coming up also that we wanted to at least mention to folks.
We do. So the city of Helena and the Myrna Loy and our whole community recently lost Ed Noonan, who was the executive director of the Myrna for 14 years and also sat on the city commission and taught at Carroll College. And we talk about the seven cities of Ed Noonan because he had so many different lives that he conducted all at the same time. This Thursday from 5:30 to 7, we are inviting the community to come and have what we're calling a happy wake and storytelling event about Ed. And then his memorial mass will be at the cathedral on Friday at noon. So we are just inviting whoever wants to come, the Myrna Loy community, to come and honor and remember Ed this Thursday at 5:30.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be that's going to be honestly a neat event. Just the way you've got it framed, because like you said, there are so many connections and so many stories. As much as possible, I think there's going to be some fun there, and I think he would appreciate that.
Absolutely, because the heart of grief, I think, is joy, and it's our thankfulness that we got to spend this time with such a remarkable human being. And there are, you know, all of us have funny and charming and ridiculous stories about the work that he did and the influence that he had in the community and the kind of guy he was and the relationships that he had. And so giving everybody this time to share stories together is really important.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. And one other thing, we're going to sneak in right under the wire here. You do still have some tickets left for Dervish. They're coming mid-March?
Yeah, March 19th. The premier Irish band coming straight to the Myrna Loy. They played here a couple years ago, and they loved this audience so much, they actually called me up and asked if they could come back this year. And it is such an honor to host them. And there are still some tickets left, so get them now. They will go
don't
really
sleep on those.
Fast. Yeah.
Yeah. How great is it that you've got people calling you now? You don't even have to go get people now.
Well, it's the
Myrna is high enough on that list
yeah.
that people call you and say, can we please come and play?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's a neat thing. So Dervish coming up March 19th. Get online and get tickets for that because those are not going to last. So you'll want to go ahead and get those. And then I promised we were going to circle back around and just mention once again, we've got Myrna's Night Out. That's coming up here in really just a handful of weeks. Somehow March 14th is right around the corner.
I know. It's almost March. So get your duds and polish up your party shoes and come on out to support the Myrna Loy and have a wonderful time. We will also have some little feedback places where you can come and have a little influence over what we program next.
There you go. Yeah, so there's all sorts of cool things coming up at the Myrna. But Myrna's Night Out, March 14th at the Helena Civic Center. Get online, get tickets for that. And then you got to go shopping and buy your dancing shoes.
There you go.
Yeah. Stick around. We've got lots more coming up this morning on KCAP. That's all the time we have for Coffee Break today. Tomorrow, we are live. We are on location over at the Bagel Company. So tune in tomorrow morning or just stop on by and say hi. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.